Good morning, Presque Isle, Presque Isle, Maine. I am Louis Sandler, and this is a Good Morning Presque Isle podcast, where we interview interesting people. Hopefully they're not famous in the sense of everyone knows who they are. Maybe I hope they didn't write a book, because there's tons of those podcasts. I'm just interested in ordinary folk from Presque Isle, or maybe from some other city and they moved to Presque Isle. And here we are at Tim Hortons again, downtown Presque Isle, Maine, and it's a beautiful, sunny, but cold day. And sitting before me, to my left, is a very handsome veteran of World War One?
Not a veteran.
Oh, okay. My bad. Sitting before me is a very handsome man, Francis Churchill, and he will explain his name later. And sitting to my right is his lovely wife, Ginny. I remember it. So, Francis Churchill, you have a very famous last name. Any relation to the Churchill? Tell us, what's the relationship?
Well, if you go back in my ancestry, I would be like a 26th cousin of Winston from England.
26th cousin?
In that area, yeah.
Is there such a thing as 26th cousin? I never heard of that.
It's quite a few generations back.
Yeah. So, go ahead.
Actually, the Churchills came from England and they settled in Plymouth Rock, and they were loyal to the crown. So in Plymouth Rock, they drove them and they went to Nova Scotia, where they become shipbuilders, and then they migrated back into Maine.
Wow, they left that part out in the history when I studied history. And how did you meet your lovely wife, Ginny? Would you like to tell us, Ginny?
Well, we used to go bowling a lot, a bunch of us young people way back when, and I kind of got involved with him.
He was bowling at the time?
He was at the bowling place here in Presque Isle, the bowling lanes. We used to go up there a lot and bowl.
He doesn't strike me as a bowler.
No, we haven't done that for quite some time. I told him it's good exercise. We should be doing that.
Well, you met him the first time in the bowling lane?
Well, I used to hang out with his sister quite a bit.
With his sister?
Yeah. Oh. That's how I really got involved with him.
And how long have you been married now?
Oh, my goodness. I can hardly remember being single. It's been 60 years.
60?
60 years. It was 60 years last November 24th.
Wow. Congratulations.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. So, Francis, are you originally from Presque Isle?
Well, I grew up in Washburn.
And that's the city next to Presque Isle.
Yeah, it's north. Mm-hmm. And there was 11 children in the family.
Mm-hmm. 11 children in your family?
Yeah.
Wow.
4 older brothers and 4 older sisters and 2 younger.
Wow. And do you remember the bowling times when you met Ginny?
Yeah, but before the bowling time, I was out doing the chores in the barn, cleaning out the barn, when I come in, she's singing on TV.
Really?
At the old Dick Ryder show in Limestone.
Rogers? You mean Dick, Roy Rogers?
No, Dick Ryder.
Oh, Dick Rogers.
Dick Ryder.
Oh, Ryder. Dick Ryder.
And I looked at my sisters and I said, well, I'm going to marry that girl.
You said that to your sister?
And they laughed and made fun of me and the joke was on them.
Wow. Do you remember any of that?
Kind of, a little bit. It was a long time ago.
Yeah. Dick Ryder show.
I can actually remember she is a third cousin to my first cousin. No, my first cousins are second cousins to her on the other side.
Opposite sides of the family.
I see.
And I can remember her being about 3 years old up to my relatives, and I was there, and she's playing in the mud puddle.
Wow.
He's got a good memory.
Yeah.
I can remember anything.
Third cousin, the second cousin, the 23rd, oh my gosh.
On the opposite side of the family.
On the opposite side. I can't get past the second generation.
He figured and figured to see if we were related, but we weren't.
Oh, is that illegal if you're related, right?
Well,
not good. Not good.
She came from the same little town as my mother.
Oh.
And they were all kind of close, but I wore out two pencils and a tablet trying to figure out that we're no related.
Oh.
Because my dad came from Sicily.
Well, you from Sicily?
Sicily. Yep.
Wow. And which, like southern Sicily or?
Yeah, it was right on the Mediterranean.
Wow. We have a lot of Sicilians in Gloucester, where I'm originally from. Yeah, it's about probably 35-40% Italian, and most of them come from Sicily, I would gather.
We used to hang out when I was a kid a lot in Brooklyn, New York, Rochester, New York, down in that area where there's a lot of Italians. But I never did learn the language because Daddy married a girl up here and he always tried to speak English.
Uh-huh.
So I never learned Italian, which is a shame.
Well, that's okay. You can say ciao, whatever, Dad, see?
Yeah, perfect.
It's a strange thing. When we were married, 8-9 years or so, I'm driving towards Caribou.
Caribou.
Towards Caribou, and I'm looking over at this hill. And I said to my wife, I said, you think somebody would buy that and plant it as pine trees? Lo and behold, when I sold my place in Washburn, I bought the field and planted the pine trees.
Wow.
So that's where I live.
You live very close to here?
Yeah, you almost see it from here.
Really?
Just across the bridge.
Across the bridge.
Yeah.
And can you tell us a little bit about when you were younger? What kind of jobs did you have?
Yeah, when I was younger, I started working for $1 an hour in a potato house, shoveling potatoes. And not to talk about any, but the first farmer, he really didn't use me good. So I went to work for another farmer. And this other farmer, you know, he wasn't appealing, but he used to be an ex-senator.
Really? You mean a state senator?
Yeah.
In Maine.
His name was Albert Broard. He took me under his wing, and he wanted a day's work, which I gave him. And anyway, I worked 5 years, and that was a good experience for my life through life.
What kind of farming was that?
Potatoes.
Potato farming.
And he trusts me to take his new equipment and work. It's just a young boy, 18, I'd get on the new tractor and he'd say, well, go do this, or his new truck.
Did you know how to drive a tractor before that?
Well, yeah, I drove a tractor since I was just in grade school, but not a newer one. Yeah, that's one reason why I never went any higher than 9th grade, because I spent time with my dad on the farm.
Can you remember what's the name of that tractor?
The first one?
The only reason I ask it, because my brother has a job driving tractors.
The first one I learned to drive was a John Deere B, 1939, and I got a model, which is like it right now in my house.
Oh, great. A John Deere B. Uh-huh. Not an A, not a C, a B.
And, A.
Oh, and
when I owned the farm before I sold it, I had an A.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a lot of equipment and a lot of cars in my day.
So, oh, really? What's your favorite car that you had?
Well, my favorite used to be a Buick, but now I drive Cadillac.
You drive a Cadillac?
Yeah.
Is it in the parking lot here?
No, I don't run it in the winter.
How did you get here today?
My pickup. I've only had 3 pickups besides, so I don't walk.
Oh, well, it's too far to walk, right? Especially in the cold. And Ginny, what did you do when you were younger, besides singing on the TV?
Well, singing is my passion. I love to sing. But I didn't do a whole lot. I helped my mom a little bit around the house and all that kind of stuff. I went to work at J.J. Newberry's in Caribou. That was many years ago. Worked a little bit in the French fry plant and just stayed home and took care of my kids. Tried to take care of my husband.
Well, that's a handful, right?
That was a handful because he's got chickens. And you know what it's like to take care of a man when he comes in out of the chicken house?
No, I don't know.
You got to clean floors all the time.
Oh, see, so, you hear that? Your wife's a hard worker.
Yeah.
You like to sing.
Yeah.
What, can you sing
I
just
can't sing right
half
now.
A paragraph?
I usually sing in the church.
They've
been awful good to me. Let me sing in the church.
Which church do you go? Because there's an awful lot of churches in Presque Isle.
Washburn Pentecostal.
That's in Washburn.
Pentecostal. Bruce Blakeney and Sally Blakeney.
And today is Sunday, so did you go to church this morning?
I did.
And what did you sing?
I didn't sing this morning.
Oh, why not?
This morning. Well, it wasn't my turn. We take turns.
Oh, you take turns. Oh, really?
A lot of people that sing.
Oh. What kind of songs do they sing in this church?
Mostly the gospel songs about Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that kind of thing. Upgrading things.
Gospel.
I love
country. Gospel music.
I love country gospel.
Country gospel
is my thing. I like country music.
I didn't know there was a thing called country gospel.
No.
Did you go to church too?
Oh, yeah. That's the church I grew up in as a kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that the pin?
Yeah.
That's a Pentecostal pin?
No, it's just that's just like a Protestant would wear. This would be just a cross.
Okay. And in the church, do you listen to someone speak, like the pastor?
Oh, yes.
Yeah? What did he talk about this morning?
He talked about faith.
Faith.
Mm-hmm. How we have to have faith in Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We put our faith in Jesus Christ, everything's going to be all right.
What about faith in your family?
Well, that comes next.
Oh, that's next.
That comes next. First,
okay. Second place.
Yeah.
Okay. What's third place? The husband.
Right.
Oh, I see. He was pointing to himself. You're third place. Oh, so family doesn't mean... doesn't include the husband.
Put our faith in the Lord first, and then our family, and then
the husband.
Whatever else we desire,
you know.
We don't put our desires first. It comes through Christ.
Okay, and you must have a lot of stories to tell. Would you like to tell one short story? We've only got a few minutes left.
Yeah, I'd like to tell you this. When I started out in a processing plant.
In a what plant?
In a French fry processing
plant. Oh, French fries.
I started out with the lowest job they could find, 11 to 7, in the freezer. And I would do anything they asked me to do. I didn't run to the boss and tattletale or hang around, but if they asked me to do a job, I'd say, I'll do it. Next thing you knew, I kept working up and I was shift supervisor. And I wondered why I would bypass some people, but it was because I'd do anything they asked me.
Right. So that's good. That's a good way to start off a beginner's.
I think our country we live in is the best country in the world.
America. So are you a Trump supporter? You don't have to answer that.
Yes, I am a Trump supporter. In fact, I prophesied, I said that Trump was going to be the next president when everybody says no, no, no.
You mean in 2016?
You're right. And my brother called up and he said, well, it looks like they've done it to him now. And I said, morning hasn't come yet. But I don't believe in a loud discussion over politics or religion.
Okay, politics and religion.
Stay away from it. Argue about Fords and Chevys.
Fords and Chevys. There's a movie called Ford versus Ferrari. Have you seen that movie?
No.
Okay, we're almost out of time now. What kind of advice? A lot of people tell me that the young people don't want to work today. And you see these, we're hiring signs all over the place. And I'm curious, if you had to give advice to some young people about work, what advice would you give them?
I would give them advice to get a job, and they can constantly look for it to better themselves. But when you're not working, you get nothing. And when you're working, you got something. And if they are a full American person and they grow and they do not spend money crazy on cigarettes and alcohol, and when they retire, they can be very comfortable.
Would you like to add that to that? Or
I think he said just about it all.
So we're almost at the time where we have to close down this podcast. Do you have any last pieces of information, stories that you'd like to tell your listeners that are all over the world, Presque Isle, Maine?
Well, if I had anything to say, I'd say this world is full of good people. And the bad ones, ignore them, stay away from them.
Stay away from the bad people.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Right. That's good advice. And Ginny, you've been married 60 years.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to the next 20?
Oh, the next 40.
Oh my goodness. Okay, the next 40.
Yeah.
Great. Well, it's been nice meeting both of you. I think both of you are very lovely and positive, and you have a faith in the Lord. That's a positive thing these days. And this is Louis Sandler signing off. But, oh, one last thing. If people wanted to get in touch with you to talk about whatever, do you have a place or a phone number or email that they can reach you, or would you rather not?
Well, if they want to talk to me, my phone number is 764-6414.
Okay, I have that phone number, and I'll put it on the notes in the podcast. And you don't mind people calling you, right?
No, not me. See, 6 weeks ago, I had a coronary heart attack.
Oh, goodness.
And here I am sitting to you, talking to you, and I've been working on a furnace and everything.
Well, and you're still active.
Yeah.
Well, that's very, very important.
That's because the Lord's been so good to us.
Absolutely. Thank you again for both of you. And signing off from Tin Hortons in Presque Isle, this is Louis Sandler.